Dear Christian?
Yes, Charity?
Do tell. What makes thee so desirous to go to Mount Zion?
Why, there I hope to see him alive, that did hang dead on the cross in my place. And there I will be rid of all those fleshly desires that are yet an annoyance to me. There also, there is no death and no crying, but best of all, I shall be put into his company, whom to know is life eternal.
Thou dost love him, then?
Oh, yes, I love him greatly, because that he first loved me.
Have you a family? Are you a married man?
I have a wife and 4 small children.
And why did you not bring them along with you?
Oh, how willingly would I have done it. But they were all of them utterly averse to my going on pilgrimage.
But you should have talked to them and endeavored to have shown them the danger of staying behind.
So I did, and told them also what God had shown me of the destruction of our city. But I seemed to them as one that mocked, and they believed me not.
And did you pray to God that he would bless your counsel to them?
Yes, and that with much affection. For you must know that my wife and 4 children were very dear unto me.
But what could they say for themselves? Why they came not?
Why, my wife was afraid of losing this world. And my children were given to the foolish delights of youth. So, what by one thing and what by another, they left me to wander in this manner alone.
But did you, perhaps, with your vain life, or jesting manner, or light conversation, counteract all your words of persuasion?
Well, certainly I cannot commend my life. Yet I was most careful to set a good example. Yea, for this very thing they would tell me I was too precise, and that I denied myself of things in which they saw no evil.
Indeed? Well, then thou must remember that Cain hated his brother, because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. And if thy wife and children have been offended with thee for this, they thereby show themselves to be implacable to good. Thou hast delivered thy soul from their blood.
But I hope that they may yet see the error of their ways, and follow after.